Then when you go to the appointment, you go in to see the person. This is perhaps the most important of all. And many top salespeople will tell you that they do this, but many of them keep it a professional secret. Is that before you go in, what you do is you stop for a few seconds and you get a clear mental picture of yourself completely relaxed, calm, positive, smiling, in complete control of the interview. You breathe in, you exhale, you just see yourself as a beautiful, smoothly prepared professional representative going in, and you see a picture in your mind of the prospect responding to you positively, and you think of your last successful sales call and sales close, and you think of that and let that be the last picture you put into your subconscious before you go in to see this new prospect. And you'll be surprised. It'll smooth out your whole personality. And if you're a little bit tense, you say, I like myself. I'm a great salesman. You just say that, or saleswoman, you say it very, very strongly. You really say it as though you're trying to impress somebody at 100 yards. And you'll do that, and you'll be surprised. You'll feel good. You'll almost be laughing at yourself. A salesman that comes in with a smile just disappearing from their face because they feel so good about themselves has a tremendous immediate positive impact on the client. Never go into a sales presentation without preparing yourself with visualization in advance. It'll make all the difference in the world. Once you get in there and you shake hands firmly, you say, thank you very much for your time. You are really going to enjoy what I've got to show you. Because we know that if you build positive expectancy, get them interested, get them curious, get them saying to themselves, I wonder what it is. And if you're smiling and you're confident and you're positive and you say, boy, you're really going to enjoy this. This is really neat. I'm really glad you had the time. I'm really looking forward to showing you what I've got. They're saying to themselves, I can hardly wait. It's been a lousy morning. It's been nothing but telephone messages and memos and complaints, and the coffee's been cold and the bills and the suppliers and everything else. Thank heavens, here's a nice, pleasant, intelligent, positive-looking person who's got something interesting to tell me. Believe me, many people feel this way. And if you're pleasant and smiling, they'll be happy to see you. Then you go in, refuse to make your presentation standing up. Never, never, never make your presentation standing up. Because if you do, you run the risk of devaluing your product. Nobody considers a product of any value if you're willing to sell it standing up, unless you sell in a showroom. But if you're going to see a person, they come out and they say, well, can you tell me what it's about? You say, what I have to show you is really very important and I need about 10 minutes of your time. And if you don't have the time now, perhaps we could schedule 10 minutes at a later date when it would be more convenient. But refuse to sell standing up, because what it does is it just cheapens your product. Very, very important. Many people forget this. The basic rule is this. If the person cannot buy your product standing up, don't try to sell it standing up. If they cannot purchase it over the phone, don't try to sell it over the phone. If they can't purchase it through the mail, don't try to sell it through the mail. If it requires your being there in order to sell the product, then make darn good and sure that that's the way you do it. And people don't make buying decisions standing up. They make buying decisions sitting down in their comfort zone, in their office or their home, listening, considering, reflecting, looking at your material, and evaluating and reviewing and deciding whether the benefits are worth the price. Let's talk about the power of suggestion. The suggestive influence of a calm, confident, relaxed salesperson is very, very powerful. As you know, the most professional salespeople are those who are the most relaxed. They're the most calm, they're the most easygoing, they're usually well-dressed, well-groomed, and they have a soothing effect on us. They exude confidence in themselves and their product, and therefore we feel confident about listening to them, we feel confident about the things they say, and we feel confident about their product or service. We know that we are very strongly influenced by our environment. As human beings, our environment has a tremendous impact on how we act and react. For instance, here, the temperature in this room is about 70 degrees. If you raised this temperature 5 degrees or lowered it 5 degrees, it would dramatically change the amount of attention that you could give this course, your level of comfort, your level of anger, your irritation, and so on and so forth. We also know that in our suggestive environment, one of the most powerful influences is the people that we deal with, that we are very, very strongly influenced by the way people respond to us, by the way people are when we're around them. Everyone here has had the experience of meeting a person and having an instantly negative reaction or an instantly positive reaction before a word has been exchanged. Isn't that true? We respond subconsciously to other people. So therefore, everything that we do prior to the sales presentation and everything about us in the sales presentation either increases the possibility of making a sale by creating a positive suggestive environment or decreases the possibility. One of the things which I'll point out is that in 50% of cases, lighting a cigarette will lose you the sale, for the simple reason that at least 50% of people today don't smoke and are offended by those who do. Many people don't realize that. And it's very, very important.